the deity of Christ. Then they all asked, "Are you the Son of God?" He answered them, "You said it, I am." Luke 22, verse 70. The deity of Christ is an issue upon which the entire Christian faith stands or falls. If Christ is not God, there is no Christian faith, no salvation, no hope, no future. For no one is good enough to pay the high price of sin. God alone is good enough. If Christ is not divine, believers have been hoodwinked into believing a tissue of lies. If Christ is not deity, we've been enticed into becoming a body of lamentable idolaters. More shockingly still, if he is not a member of the triune Godhead and equal with the Father, his life was a sham, and he is a blasphemer who could never be seen as good. If the full deity of Jesus Christ were to be false, humanity's hope would be shattered. If, however, he is God, every man who questions his divinity is a gross blasphemer. All who deem him no more than a good man or wise teacher condemn themselves. All who reject the salvation he offers have secured the wrath of God on their heads. The true status of Christ is perhaps the most compelling issue challenging the minds of mortal men, and quite probably the fundamental truth upon which Christianity rests. Either Christ is God and equal with the Father, or he is not. There is no middle ground. One premise is true and the other is false. There can be no compromise in this issue. It was the great teacher Oswald Saunders, when reflecting on the deity of Christ, wrote, "Reject the deity of Christ and the Bible becomes a confused jumble of words, devoid of any unifying theme. Accept the deity of Christ, and the Bible becomes an intelligible and ordered revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ." Those who believe in Christ's equal deity with the Father declare as truth that the virgin-born babe of Bethlehem, who lived as the biblical Jesus of Nazareth and died on a cross, was pre-existent in uncreated eternity and became fully human as the infinite God of the universe and creator of all things, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. Those who accept the free gift of salvation, which God freely gives to all who trust in his Son as Saviour, by grace, through faith, revere Christ as God manifest in the flesh. One godly saint of old wrote these words for posterity: "With all possible conviction and faith, I confess my Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, on whom my whole hope of eternal life and present rest and strength depends. In the proper and ultimate sense, we say, he is God, eternal, all holy, almighty, one from eternity to eternity with the Father and the Spirit, for ever and ever. Amen."